Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you're listening to Job Search Radio. You know, I was thinking of starting this show by singing one of those summer songs that shows up so often. You know, like in the summertime with Mungo Jerry. But, you know, when I was practicing singing it, I wasn't quite sure that my voice would hold. You know, I didn't want you listening to my voice crack. So instead of doing that, I just want to simply say, beginning of summer. And I've decided to take the summer off from doing the show. I'm going to be back after Labor Day. And as such, what I thought I would do on this one before taking a break is giving you like a rundown on what I've done so far this year. Because just because I'm taking time off doesn't mean that there isn't useful information here. You know, I've been doing Job Search Radio now for about 2.5 years, almost 3 now. My 3rd anniversary is going to be in November. And first time I've taken this long of a break, and frankly, it is really needed. I've spent a few months now working on jobsearchcoachinghq.com, my new site for job hunters with curated information from around the web, including my own videos, podcasts, articles. All of my books and guides to job hunting are there. And I've been working with all the new subscribers, trying to help them get going. Because frankly, to me, job hunting doesn't have to be hard, difficult, painful, take that long. And it's just people don't spend the time practicing, rehearsing, learning what they really need in order to find work. So I launched this site. I've got an influx of new members and they need some help. So I've been spending time with them. I'm exhausted. The site took about 6 months to create. And I hope you visit and I hope you sign up. But in the meantime, I want to talk with you about what you can find from this year in the way of shows and how they can really serve you well. So I started this year with a show on January 4th called The Crystal Ball Show. And I'm mentioning the date just to give you a framework. So if you're looking back in iTunes and TuneIn and Stitcher or on webtalkradio.net, the four major places where the show is hosted, you'll be able to see where I started off the year. So I did an interview with a man named Jason Leverant, and we talked about what we saw looking ahead for the job market. And I called it the Crystal Ball Show because, frankly, it's prognosticating. It's looking into the future. We never know what's going to happen. But I think one thing I said during the show, and I know I've said it in other places, is that I think the economy is going to slow down from a hiring standpoint. And although for a lot of fields, it's going to remain hot, the unemployment statistics are going to get complicated. Now, so far in May of this year, we saw a bizarre unemployment report. I say bizarre because 38,000 new jobs were created. That was it. 38,000 jobs, where most of the forecasts were closer to 150 to 200,000 jobs. Now, part of that was the statistical aberration that the government doesn't count workers who are out on strike, and Verizon workers were out on strike. That's about 30,000 people, still way short of the numbers that were forecast. And my expectation is that for June, the numbers are going to be better because the way the government works is if someone works for 1 hour, 1 hour, they're counted as having a new job created. And you know what happens in June? Students get out of school and they become camp counselors. They start working as busboys and messengers and a whole host of other things. So I expect jobs are going to be up in June and eventually trend downward as we get closer to the election. Business hates change. And as a result, when they're not quite sure what's going to happen, they get very reticent to bring on lots of new people. So when I spoke with Jason, we were talking about overall trends, but this was a big one in my thinking, that the later we got into the year or the beginning part of next, the more likely that the economy would slow down and hiring would slow down. So that was our first show of the year, and then we progressed to a show about branding. And we told a story on that show. It was Richard Lewis, who was my guest there, who told the show about someone he coached by the first name of Jennifer. And his book was called Why Hire Jennifer. Now, Richard is someone who's a former U.S. brand manager for Absolut Vodka. And he tells a story and offers advice about how to brand yourself as part of your job search. Because, you know, if you think that flipping resumes to one job after another is going to help get you hired, you know, it's a lot easier if people are reaching out to you and in the belief that you can help them. So we did a branding show at that point using Richard's expertise from the alcohol business. And that show is called How to Use Branding and Uncommon Sense to Get Your First Job, Last Job, and Every Job in Between. Interesting and quirky little show as we used Jennifer as a model. We then progressed to, well, first there was a show with Andrew where we talked about how he found the job. And there's another one that came up later in this period of time, later that quarter, I believe, where I interviewed Kate, who also talked about finding a job and what her experience was like. So there are two shows along those lines, Andrew's job search and another one, I forget what it was called, involving a woman named Kate, who was someone who I coached. Now, we then went on to, you know, a guest I've had on the show multiple times, Ron Nash, who did a show called How to LinkedIn. And this was a basic show. Good basic stuff about using LinkedIn effectively. And Ron is a self-described LinkedIn whisperer, someone who understands the platform very, very well, extremely well, and spent some time talking with everyone, talking with me, talking with you about using LinkedIn very well. So that show is called How to LinkedIn. From there, we went on again, and we did another branding show. Now, this one is called It's Time to Promote Yourself Like the Big Kids Do. And the interview is with someone named Rick Gillis, who wrote a book called Promote. It's who you know, it's who knows what you know that makes a career. And the concept behind this show is really smart because it's the notion that it's not just what you know that matters, but it's who knows what you know that matters. It's like the old conversations about the old boys club. The old boys club where if you knew Harry or if you knew so-and-so, they'd be out there looking out for you. And you know, it's true. They do look out for you. So it's important that people know what your strengths are, know what your capabilities are, and Rick goes into some good detail about how to do that. So that was that show, and then we bookended it with an interview with Mike Sheila. And Mike and I talk about how awful LinkedIn can be. Now, he works with, you know, early career professionals and soon-to-be college grads who really hate LinkedIn. And, you know, as I wrote in the show notes, by comparison, LinkedIn as it is today, we don't know what it's going to be like when Microsoft takes over, but LinkedIn appears to be old, tired, and dull. Yet it's the most prominent tool for job hunters. What do you do? What do you do to avoid that, using that tool when it's the one that recruiters use, whether that's corporate or third-party recruiters? Everyone's using it to find talent. So we go through a couple of different techniques on this show for using LinkedIn effectively. And we kind of target in early career professionals on this show, but a lot of the advice can apply to anyone. I interviewed a man named Jeff Goodman from careerhearted.com, where we talked about different personality types that you run into when you interview. And a lot of what he talks about is geared towards smaller businesses and the kind of personalities that you meet there. Interesting show, and it gives you a sense of, the kind of ways you deal with these different personalities when you interview. Then from there, and now at this point we're in, definitely in February, I interviewed someone who I thought did a wonderful job, Michelle Tillis Letterman, the author of Nail the Interview, Land the Job. And what this show talked about was, how to basically nail an interview, how to really knock it out of the park real well. Michelle is a pro in this, almost as good as me, but not quite there. And she's got some great material here that I thought was very helpful for job hunters. So before I go on, I just want to simply say that I host this site called JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. It's a site for job hunters that will help you anywhere in the English-speaking world. It has advice for job hunters that's categorized effectively. So whether you have a problem with your resume, it's just not getting results, you want to get better effect from LinkedIn, you want to interview better, answer certain questions on your interviews better, no matter what it is, whether you're an early career professional, an executive, a baby boomer, finishing up your career and looking for work, there's a lot of great material on this site. So I just want to encourage you, visit JobSearchCoachingHQ.com so that, frankly, you avoid some of the mistakes so many job hunters make. Let me give you an idea. First of all, most job hunters don't do any homework before they interview. Forgetting about research, they never practice answering questions. All the predictable questions that come up on interviews and a lot of the trick questions that show up. And they never ask for help, and help is not a four-letter word here. Help is the key that so many people need in order to land their next job. So often job hunters ask the wrong people for advice. Friends, family, former managers, people who know almost as little as they do. They ask for advice and they wonder why it doesn't work. On JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, you have two ways of getting advice from me. First of all, if you have quick questions that you want to ask, you can message me through the site, or we can schedule a 10-minute conversation as part of your membership in order to help you, get the right answer to your situation. I'm good. I filled 1,200-plus positions in my career, full-time positions, plus consulting assignments over the course of my 40-plus years of doing this, written 8 books, host this podcast and No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I know my material here and I know how I can help you. I've written 8 books about job hunting, another one about hiring, a number of guides. Like I said, I know the material. And if you join the site for what at this time is $24.99 a month, less per month if you join for 3 months, or 6 months, you don't just simply get advice from me. You don't just simply get the information as videos, podcasts, articles. You get all my books and guides to job hunting as part of your membership. Just that alone is worth more than your membership. In addition, if you want coaching from me on a bigger scale, where I work with you one-on-one in 30-minute or 60-minute stretches, you get a $25 discount as part of your membership. As a result, joining the site becomes free and you get coaching from me as well. There's a lot of great information at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, plus we're building a community of members who will also offer advice to you. So again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com is my new site. Now, let's continue on. The show, the year continues on talking with LaTanya Moore about federal resumes in case you're interested in a job with the U.S. federal government. We also progress to a great interview that I did with Michelle Clark, who's a professional coach who lives in Chile and works worldwide, about career changing and how to plan a career change, different strategies and steps that you can take. We progress to another show about doing pitching for, and I don't mean about baseball. We talk with John Livesay, who also hosts a podcast, about how to effectively pitch yourself throughout your job search. Smart show, really interesting guy, and it's not a show entirely about elevator pitches. I'm not a big fan of them. He makes a case for them. I'll simply say it's a show worth listening to. Then we do an interview with Deborah Mastic about writing resumes that help get you through the filters and the various obstacles that might impede you being chosen. How to get through that talent pipeline and get interviewed by an organization. It's a good interview. One of the first she had ever done. I thought she did a nice job with it. Then from there, we talk about the effective stories with Dr. Adrian McIntyre. It's a fast-paced, fun conversation about storytelling and different ways that you can tell them so you get your audience engaged, involved, and they just want to fall in love with you. Again, it's telling stories, not tall tales, done on March 28th. We then go on to talking about the extra value that you have to present yourself as having. So we talk with Don Levee on this show, and we share a lot of great insights to help you think like a hiring manager while presenting yourself. What's the extra value that you offer and how to construct that? It's really a good show about the language of numbers, how to discuss achievements better, promote your future the future benefits of your expertise, and take control of your next contact. Great interview. Then it's Speaking the Language, the Corporate HR, where I interview Chris Brown, the head of corporate HR for West Corporation, a U.S. firm that recruits people, a ton of people annually for the organization, and talk about what he and his staff looks for when they're evaluating people. There's a show about creating a great impression online where I spoke with Natasha Ginocchio. Now, Natasha Ginocchio and I have a conversation about branding. You can see this is a year where I've done a couple of branding interviews because so many people really don't get branding and how important it can be. So Natasha and I talk about using LinkedIn and a couple of other venues for that. Then, and this is, I think, my favorite show of the year. I'll verify that when I get to the end. An interview that I did with Clara Churley, the author of Turn, 4 Steps to Clarity in Your Life and Career, where we talk about the emotional side of job hunting. Because for so many people, maybe you, maybe someone that you know, job hunting is an incredibly difficult, hard, painful process. And Clara offers some strategies and tactics in order to make job hunting more effective. Then there's a fun show about job hunting as an introvert. Job hunting as an introvert is a little bit harder. And my guest on this particular show is Bob McIntyre, talk about some of the unique things that introverts need to do in order to network. We do a show called You're Out. You're Out is for college grads, people who are completing their academic background in order to find, and now they have to launch their careers. What do you do? How do you go about your job search? Now, a few years ago, I did an interview with someone whose name escapes me right now, who headed up career services with High Point University in North Carolina. A lot of the advice on that show was not at the time of graduation, but beginning in high school, through college, steps that you could take toward preparing for your search and building a network of people to help you find work. On this show, it's specifically about graduation and the kind of things that you as a job hunter need to engage in. Good interview. I then went to a repeat of a great show I did with Aaron Walker called The View from the Top. It broadcast last year in 2015. It's worth listening to again if you didn't the first time. And now we're coming up on the home stretch, my recordings for June. An interview I did with Deborah Aranzio called Making Your Dreams Come True, where she discusses a methodology for evaluation and assessment and determining what's going to be important to you in your next job or organization. We move on to Mark Anthony Dyson, the host of Voice of Job Seekers, where we discuss 8 different tech tools that you can use as part of your job search. And then in the show notes, you'll see I have a variety of different Chrome extensions that I think can be helpful to you as well. And the last new show before this one, I called The Experiment. It's dated June 20th, 2016, and it has audios from a number of pieces of content that I offer in jobsearchcoachinghq.com, including the easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself, how to answer the question, tell me about yourself, but not in the standard way, but an advanced answer to that question. The single best question you should ask on any interview and when to ask it. The difference between using a functional versus a chronological resume. And lastly, using the myth of the passive job applicant to your advantage. These are a number of pieces of advice I offer at Job Search Coaching HQ. And you know, they're really good pieces of information. So it's again a show that you ought to listen to so that you can build your career, make your job search go faster, and be much more effective more quickly. So that's a summary of the shows for the first 6 months of this year. I'm going to be back right after Labor Day with my next show. In the meantime, really, come to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. See what people say about the advice I give. You know, there's a lot of quotes on the homepage from people who've commented about my videos, my podcasts, how I've helped them find work in one way or another. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'll see you in a little while. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.